everyone. Rohan here. Just wanted to say, don't forget to listen to our podcast. It's called Real Talk Friday. Gus and I have the honor to interview some amazing people sharing their testimonies, and we are so blessed to have them in our show. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to Logan City Christian Church Podcast. Today we have an impactful teaching by Dr. Reginald Klimenok. Dr. Klimenok's preaching has touched the lives of many, inspiring and challenging audiences with his deep insights into the Bible and Christian theology. Join us as we delve deep into his powerful messages, uncovering timeless truth and practical wisdom that can transform our lives today. Get ready to be inspired, encouraged, and equipped as we journey through the rich tapestry of Dr. Klimenok's preaching.
I believe we're vitally linked with even America, and it's been God's plan. You'll hear him say that America is in covenant relationship. Now, Chuck Pierce is one of the most accurate prophets of God that I know. He prophesied 9/11. He will tell you this, I think, on this disc. He will tell you that he put all this in a book before it happened. They're sending me the book that I will be acquainted with it. And he and another brother, what was his name, Travel America? Duck Sheets. I know this is an incredible man of prayer and spiritual authority and power. And also the other lady that prophesied over us, and Cindy Jacobs. Because we launched prayer in Houston that she said in that meeting on the coast that actually we started in Houston before they did. I was led of God to start this for the whole city, and we had a tremendous move and then went on to other parts. But these are some of the most powerful people of God in the world. And it was, of course, another one is our dear friend that we heard the other day that was in a session. I like to just feed you stuff and bless you. I hope you don't mind. Let's go on with God. That's the purpose of this. So he shared this, and he also said that God is changing us this year, and it's also the year, I don't know how much would say this, because I heard it earlier and I want to tell you, that this year we must pray for prosperity. We must pray for the blessing of God. And I've heard so many powerful like Kim Clements and others speak like this. Indeed, they said, Kim Clements and others, at the end or beginning of October, America will see one of the greatest moves of God it's ever seen in the history of the world. And I pray this is so. I long for it. He will tell you there's been an incredible prayer movement out of Duck Sheet and himself and others. About 1 million people around that nation are praying. They prayed for the entrance of the president there before he came to that point. And prayed. I know some of my dear friends who've got great churches were praying at that time by the thousands. After 9/11, there were sometimes up to 250,000 in the stadium praying. So now, I'm grieved that Australia's not doing it. I'm not in leadership at the moment in Australia, and I don't know what to do about this. But I'm grieved that we haven't put back the emphasis on prayer and gathered together to seek the faith. I tried at one stage, he was coming, but the church I linked with just dropped it. Dr. Cho was coming to put together the whole nation for prayer here in Brisbane. And I'd arranged it all, and then they just dropped it all because I had my heart operation, and they didn't go on with it. And I was so grieved because we're not putting the emphasis where the emphasis should be. It's not on networking we will get God move in this nation. It's not on great preachers. It's on prayer, on getting hold of God in this nation and praying through to the glory of God. America's praying more than you realize. Los Angeles has had incredible burdens. God has raised up people there, incredible burdens of prayer where they've prayed for days, fasted for days. Cindy Jacobs called the nation together for 30 days, wasn't it, a fasting and prayer bit, which my wife mentioned. But it grieves me that we're not doing this in this nation. And we must do it. It just won't happen automatically. Somebody say it's true. And we must lay hold upon God and really pray and seek His face before it's too late for Australia. I don't want judgment to come. I want God to visit us. Can you say amen? In awesome power and might and glory. And he said, though, because I like the balance of Chuck Pierce. He's very strong in the sense of walking with God, but also in the sense of God wanting to bless us and guide our footsteps. And he's very accurate, unbelievably accurate in prophecy, one of the greatest prophets that I've ever known. And he will be sharing tonight, half, sort of a third of the way through. And then I will, with you, go over Psalm 118. We're going to pray this, we're going to do this, because that's, we'll talk more about that. So let's just receive something from God now as Chuck Pierce shares with us on that program. They were going to send me the whole disc, but time hasn't allowed it. I want to get it done quickly. Amen. Okay, thank you, brother, for helping us. So we missed just a little of the beginning, which I'm sorry, but he said some very powerful things. And that's why I said to you about prayer in this nation. We must get back to prayer. You know, I was led into kingdom teaching, remember that? For a month or two, I believe so accurately from God. I did a whole series, what the kingdom is. We're entering into a phase of the kingdom. I don't know if you realize at times how much God leads us, and you're not aware of it. We just think it's another message. It's not another message. It's we're coming into a phase of the kingdom of God that goes far beyond the church, that will bring about the purpose of God in these last days. And we're entering into that very powerfully. And I taught you that. If you want to know what it's all about, we've got all the discs on it. You can listen to them. And from earlier to this, he said that... No, brother, I don't need that up there tonight. Thank you. Earlier to this, thank you for it anyway. Earlier to this, he spoke about this psalm that is the character of the church, of what the church should pray for in these last days. If you know anything about the psalm, it was Psalm 118. It was prayed in the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And he said that this is the psalm we should pray for in the year 2005. It speaks about transformation and blessing. I will go through the psalm with you, and I'm going to do this with you tonight, that we will receive from God what he has for us in the name of Jesus. We're going to ask God to do it. Now, he also, as you just caught at the end, this at the beginning rather, he said that this is the year to pray for prosperity, to pray for the next 3 decades. That what God has for you will happen, to remove the curse, to remove the limitations, to remove the barriers, is what he said. Remember very clearly. And I believe in this man. And I'm going to do this tonight with you, this Psalm 118. Remember, the Psalms are the prayer and praise book of Israel. This is how they lived. And two things happen in the Psalm, as far as I gather. Number one, it was prayed by Jesus in the upper room in the time when they had the feast of the Passover, just before he left for the crucifixion, for the Garden of Gethsemane. It's an amazing picture of why Jesus would, well, prophetically, we know why. He chose to pray this or sing this. They sang these psalms, and they sang the Word of God. Now, of course, the first verse we do sing, you know. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Thou art my God. We sing that first verse. And I thank God when we sing the Psalms, because I think they're very biblical in their application and their blessing for our lives. So this was prayed, imagine, in the greatest agony that Jesus Christ faced. He spoke powerfully. He prayed powerfully this psalm. And that's a wonderful thing to recognize. Secondly, it was prayed at the last day of the Feast of Passover. And many believe, because when you go to Matthew chapter 26, verse 30, You will notice there, Matthew 26, verse 30, if I may, or 23 rather, sorry, verse 39, Matthew 23:39. For I said to you, ye shall not see me henceforth. Ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now you notice in the psalm, further down, verse 25 says, save me now, beseech thee, O Lord, save me. The word save there in the Hebrew is the word hoshana, out of which we get the word hosanna. And this is what they sang when Jesus entered, remember, into Jerusalem before the crucifixion. They actually sang this verse, hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. They sang that at that moment as the children rejoiced and others rejoiced. And then you'll notice in it also said, I think the other one is what I just mentioned, let me just make sure of myself here, where Jesus said that, yes, when he returns, that's what that scripture was, remember in Matthew 26, 23, 39, that's the one I wanted to say, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, blessed is he. In other words, this will be sung when Jesus Christ comes back again. Amen. So it's also a psalm that is used when Christ returns. You'll notice Chuck Pierce, Ditch Sherry, whatever it's called, Pastor Prophet Pierce, that he works on the Hebrew calendar in his life, not on the Gregorian calendar, not on the Roman calendar, because the thing, of course, he lives in this world. But that has much more biblical significance in all of its understanding, interpretation. God has never changed. Remember that. I told you last week, God loves the Jews. Remember, we got our Bible through the Jew, Israel. Everything we have is because of Israel. The prophets were all Jews. Don't forget that. God isn't finished with that nation. Come on, church. They're coming back now, and there's all kinds of things happening, all fitting into God's purpose. Remember the 12, even in New Jerusalem, Israel would be very important in all that God is doing there. He hasn't finished with that nation. There are covenant people of God, as we are the new covenant people of God. And God never, as I said this morning, breaks his covenant. Amen, church. Never. He has a covenant with them, although they've been through much suffering. He has never breaks his covenant. So they will be part of everything in the future yet. Amen. Some people are trying to rub them out. It's nonsense. They have a purpose in God, and they will powerfully fulfill this in the last days. Can somebody agree with me? So this psalm is very significant, both in what we should be praying today, in what will happen when Christ returns. It was prayed by Jesus just as before he came to the Garden of Gethsemane. And I want to pray this prayer, rather, go through verse by verse and pray it with you, because I prayed the Psalms. I believe one of the most powerful ways. Chuck Pearson said we should be praying that Psalm. I agree with him. We may not be able to sing it, but at least we can pray it. Amen. And so we're going to go open your Bibles. You need your Bible to do this if you can. If you don't have a Bible, share a Bible with somebody, or just whatever you want to do. Let's go step by step and see what this said, and let's do this unto the Lord tonight. Father, help us to grasp something very powerful, I pray, very significant for our lives. We're living in crucial days. We want to be effective for you. We want to be part of the great flow of God. Don't forget Australia, Lord. Come on, cry out with me, Lord. Don't forget Australia. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You remember, as I've been telling you again, I didn't know he's got a book on this. Worship is important. Not everything is worship in the church. There's a lot of noise in the church, but it's not all worship. And worship is important. Come on, church. And God has led us into worship. God has led us very distinctly, I believe. I believe he's going to bring that back throughout Australia yet, because we need to worship. Amen. Worship brings God down in powerful ways. I'm not saying I have everything together, but I'm saying to you what I believe the burden of the Lord is upon my own life. The first thing we do is, number one, is live in thanksgiving. It says here, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Always have a thankful heart. Can you say amen? Always have a thankful heart, for he is good. What is God? He is a good God. He wants his goodness to be displayed and manifested in our hearts and lives. The enemy will fight this all the way in your life. Remember how you fought Adam and Eve to misrepresent, to malign, to understate who God is. God's a good God. Come on. He says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah. Let's give thanks, shall we, tonight. We'll have a thankful heart. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Amen. We give thanks unto the Lord, for you are good. Praise, you are good God. We will not let the enemy defeat us in any way to take from us the goodness of God that leads us to repentance, the goodness of God that comes to our lives. We thank you, Father, for your goodness. If it wasn't for your goodness, none of us could stand here tonight. We praise you that you're a good God. And we thank you. We live in thanksgiving. We will never groan. We will never moan. We will live in thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Because you are good. And notice it says, his mercy endureth forever. Amen. It means never fails. In other words, always live in the mercy of God and the grace of God. That's what keeps us going. Amen, church. Let's thank him for it. God, let your mercy endure forever. Now notice what it says here. Let Israel now say his mercy endure forever. It doesn't apply to Israel. Okay. The powers of Aaron. So we're not the priests. We are priests of God. But verse 4 says, let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endure. That's for every one of us. Amen. We're supposed to say it. Say it. Say it. Let's say it. His mercy endureth forever. Say it. His mercy endureth forever. I thank you for your mercy. Come on, say it. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. It endures forever. I receive your mercy because it never fails. It never changes. It never moves. It never stops. Hallelujah. Amen, church. Your mercy endureth what? Forever. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse point 3, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. In other words, call on God and you'll be enlarged. That's my third point. Call on God. I called upon the Lord and he's in my distress. There are times of distress. What do? Call upon the Lord. And he will set me in a what? Large place. Or a broad place. Indeed, I looked for this. Largeness means that God expands us. God expands our life. Can I just push this affection this way, brother? Without hurting anything, I hope and pray. God expands largeness. I began to think of this thought and I went to other scriptures about largeness. In Psalm 18, it says in verse 36, thou hast enlarged my steps under me that my feet did not slip. When God enlarges you, one of the greatest prayers you can pray is, Lord, enlarge me that my feet won't slip into any direction, that I'll be strong in every situation of life. Can you say amen? Enlarge my steps, Lord. It says, you've set me in a what? I called upon you in my day of my distress. Called on God when you have needs. It's right for you to call on God in times of need. Amen. I called on God and he enlarged me. Enlarge your steps. In that same psalm, it says in verse 19, he brought me also forth into a large place. This is Psalm 18. Large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. God can bring enlargement to you. Amen, church. Enlargement in our very being and personality. Enlargement in our, God says in one scripture in Isaiah, enlarge your tent. Amen. Enlarge yourself that God can do more for you. Enlarge. I remember when Spillman came to our church and he gave me that scripture. Now, was it Spillman? Yeah. No, what was his name? The guy that wrote the scriptures. Huh? Dick Mills. And he said, brother, God's got enlargement for me. And it became enlargement. Enlarge the stakes. Amen, church. Believe in enlargement. Can you say amen? Don't shrivel up. I don't care what age you are. Believe in enlargement. Amen. Hallelujah. And then it says in verse 6, the Lord is on my side. I'll not fear what man can do unto me. Amen. That's a very powerful scripture. Now, what did I have here? Make strong confessions to God about what God is to you. He says here, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me. Will you pray this with me? Let's do the two. Enlargement, come on. Call upon God now. Lord, enlarge us, we pray. Enlarge us, we pray. We call upon you in our distress. Many of us have some distress in our life. We call upon you. Enlarge us, Lord, until God's purposes are powerfully released in our lives. Enlarge us, O God, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we make a strong confession. Amen. At verse 6, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Come on, pray that. The Lord, I make this confession today, that the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me. I will not fear circumstances. My confession will be is that God is with me. Hallelujah. That God is on my side. Can you say amen? We will not fear what man can do unto us. Amen. And then it talks about keep trusting God and no one else. It says, the next previous word. The Lord taketh part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon all that hate me. In other words, be a friend to those who know God and work with them and encourage them. Don't ever become their enemies. You come into trouble when you do so. Never do that. Become a friend to them. He says here, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. God blesses those that stand with the servants of God. Can you say amen? Never attack God's servants. I see so many people say, oh, I don't like all Robert. You know, I don't like Benny Hinn. You don't know what you're talking about. You're standing in dangerous places. I'd never touch any of them. I don't agree with them. I do. I don't understand it. But I will not touch them. It's a dangerous way to walk on this earth. Amen, church. Walk with them. Amen. Because I believe in these men anyway. I've had some association with them. But I'm saying to you, apart from that, encourage men of God. Stand with them. Amen. Stand with them and you'll get a portion of what God is doing. Stand with situations and God will do great things for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you say amen? Stand with them to the glory and praise and honor of the living God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. It's a powerful way to live. Then learn to trust Him. Say, let's confess. Father, let me stand with mighty men of God. Amen. Come, you pray that. I will stand with the pastor. I will stand with mighty men of God around the world. I will stand with them in the name of Jesus to see the hand of God over my own life, to see the miracle of God working in me and through me to the glory and praise and honor of your mighty name. Hallelujah. Then also learn to trust God in everything. Notice it says it's better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. This is more crucial to your life than you realize. In Jeremiah, where are we here? Jeremiah, I thought I had this here somewhere. Did I mark Jeremiah? In Jeremiah 17, it's an amazing thing. You've got to learn to trust Him. God doesn't help people that don't trust Him. It says in verse 5, thus the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like a heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, as a salt land not inhabited. Blessed the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord is God. He shall be like a tree planted by waters that spreadeth out her roots by the rivers, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but a leaf shall be green, shall not be kept in the year of drought. That was going on. Neither shall they cease from yielding fruit. Learn to trust God. Amen, church. Learn to trust Him. You may not see everything, but trust Him. Amen. Don't let go of God. Don't trust in the arm of flesh. Don't trust in the princes or rulership of the world. I was impressed by what he said. It's not Islam we are fighting. We're dealing with spiritual powers in the heavenly realms. Go to some of those prophetic books of the Bible, like Zechariah. You see that the realms where God operates is in the heavenly realm. And if we break through, God will do things on this earth. Come on. He will change things. He will do things powerfully in the name of Jesus Christ. Of course, the world doesn't want that. The world thinks that we should never involve God in the tsunami or God in New Orleans. But I love the way this man shared this very gently, very powerfully, cleansing from the south, the revival from the north. Now, I personally talked about 7 years of covenant of war. You see, we are involved with that as a nation. Come on, church. Australia is involved in that. And I thank God for that. Because we're in covenant with God too. I pray we are still. We've lost most of it, but I pray we will bring it back. Amen, church. We want to be a covenant people of God. England is involved. Isn't that amazing, the country that are particularly involved with that? You know, like young Tarshish in the line. So what I'm saying is I believe this is all biblical, more than you realize. Hello, church. Don't look at the natural. Don't look at the princes of this earth. Go beyond the natural. See what God is doing in all this. Can somebody say amen? All nations, verse 10, compass me about. But in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. There will be attacks. There will be attacks. You will go under attack at times. You'll go through difficulties. You will go through things that you don't understand. That's part of the way of this world. That's part of the strategy of the enemy. You will go through times of difficulty. You will have to learn to survive in the wilderness or be blessed in the wilderness and make it streams in the desert so that the blessing of God can come. Can you say amen? There will be attacks. That's always been the case since time immemorial. It's never changed. There will be times when you're attacked. And sometimes the attack will be vicious because verse 13 says, thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. It will affect you. But the Lord has helped me. In other words, the attacks at times will come very strong on you. I've had them. You've had them. And you will be attacked at times. As I said to you before, when I talked to the students at least of our Bible college, when I get in this realm like last Sunday, you're fighting demonic powers at night. You come into another world. Because we are entering into another dimension these days. It's bigger than you realize. And some of the stuff that goes on with you is bigger than you realize. It's not just some natural thing. You're fighting something. You're fighting the powers of darkness. We saw that last Sunday. We started praying for people. There were demonic manifestations. Because we are dealing with the powers of darkness that are trying to destroy people. Come on, church. And you heard, if you look at my power lines, it's very significant that men like John G. Lake and Bosworth believe that sickness was demonic. There's demonic power behind that. Trying to defeat, we've got doctors here tonight, and they agree with me, trying to defeat the powers of our body. We might not serve God. You'll come under attack. Most of the mighty men of God that have been used have had massive physical attacks. You have to learn to overcome them. You have to learn to be strong. Can you say amen? And refuse and be mighty. Sister Marie has just been through a very strong attack, and she came through and she testified to me this morning how God has used this to bless her life, and she'll share sometime what God has done in her life, because these things can make us or break us. Come on, church. They can make us something strong or something defeated. Amen, church. But you see, he makes the confession, the Lord, this is Jesus also praying this. He was going to be thrust sore, but the Lord has helped him. Can you say with me, the Lord will help me? Amen. Say with me, the Lord is helping me. The Lord is helping me. Hallelujah. The Lord is helping me. Glory be to God forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen. Then it says, the Lord is my strength, and strong become my salvation. Now receive the strength of God. It tells us to be strong in the Lord. So that's another point. Let's say, I receive a strength. Amen. Pray this. I'm going to be strong in the Lord. I'm going to be strong this year in the Lord in the years to come. I receive your strength. I've been thrust sore, but the Lord will strengthen me. Amen. The Lord will possess me. The Lord will strengthen my life. The Lord will cause me to walk in the high places. I see this is the psalmist praying. The Lord is my strength and song and become my salvation. Hallelujah. Receive the strength of God. It says the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle. What was the tabernacle? It was the place where Israel would see the glory of God's presence. It was the place where God came. His Shekinah glory came. His presence came. His might came. Remember that so often. But notice in Psalm 84, I thought of this. When the psalmist looked at that place. He says in 84, how amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth even, yea, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, this, he looked up to the temple. He says, the sparrow hath found a place there. The sparrow even found a place, he says, in the tabernacle. Even among, where, that she may lay her young, even at thine altars, O Lord. O my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Amen. Blessed the man whose strength is in thee. Verse 84. Who passing through the... whose heart is in the ways or ways of God, who pass through the valley of the baca will make it. So here's the psalmist talking about the tabernacle. And it says here, I will rejoice. The voice of rejoicing is in the tabernacle. In other words, in the presence of God, as the people of God meet together. Amen. We should be rejoicing. Amen. This is the tabernacle. This is the presence of God. We're not having a little meeting for Christianettes. We come together to worship God. We're not that big yet, but that's okay. But we're here to do this so that the voice of rejoicing may come upon you, that the presence of God may fill every one of us. We were listening to a rather reading a chapter of somebody who's gone to heaven in Houston for 90 minutes. He died, but there were great shouts of joy in heaven. Amen. As they praise God. Shouts of joy. Shouts of rejoicing. What a day that will be. Hallelujah. But let's learn now in God's presence when the glory comes to have what? Times of shouts of rejoicing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to do it now. Let's what? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you. Come on, praise Him. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you. We shout for joy in your holy presence. Come on, praise Him over your sickness. Praise Him, praise Him. We shout for joy at the victory of the Lord. Hallelujah. We declare the works of God at this hour. We declare the victory of Jesus Christ in our lives to the glory and praise and honor of your majestic name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thy right hand, O Lord, is exalted. Thy right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. Remember in Isaiah 53, verse 1, it says, now is the what? Arm of the Lord revealed. The hand of God, the right hand of God's power. It's a scripture in Exodus 15, when they came out, remember, out of Egypt, and they sang the song of Moses on the other side. Remember, and verse 16 says, For the fear and dread shall fall upon them by the greatness of thy arm. In other words, God stretched forth his hand and the Red Sea parted. And then he's prophesying about the future of Israel. He says, greatness of thine arm shall be as still, there be a still a storm. In other words, the arm of God, the right of the Lord is exalted. I want God's right hand to be seen. Can you say amen? Stretch out your hand. Let's pray that. Lord, stretch out your right hand over Australia. Don't judge us. Be merciful to us. But may we see the arm of God revealed even in this church. Oh God, let the arm of God be revealed at this hour in awesome power and might and glory. Stretch out your right arm, Lord. Stretch it out, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. The next verse is, I shall not die but live and declare the word. This is Jesus in the garden praying this, but it applies to us. I shall not but live and declare the word of the Lord. Make strong confessions of life and health. Remember what I taught you? The power of Christ is in me. I'm being healed. Amen. Keep saying that. I shall not die. Let's make strong confessions now. I shall not die but live. Say that. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Say that. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Lord, the power of Christ is in me. I'm being provided for in physically. I'm being strengthened by the power of Jesus, by the life of the living God. Amen. You say that. You can make these confessions. I shall be strong in my body. Amen. I shall not die but live. And then out of it declare the works of the Lord. not just be healed, but declare God's power. Verse 18, the Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over to the enemy. At times, God allows things. This is what happened to Jesus for the sake of our salvation. God allows things. Sometimes things happen to us we don't understand. And God just takes his hand off for a while for a reason. I don't always understand everything, neither do you. We see through a glass darkly now, but then face to face. And sometimes there is like things happen to us that are difficult. Come on, it's true with all of us. We don't understand. Lord, may we go through these times with joy. Amen. May we not let go of you in times of difficulty. May we not undermine our faith and start pulling away from all that you have for us because we're going through difficult times. May we be strong in you. Amen, church. And not be moved away. Hallelujah. Verse 19, open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go in unto them, and I will praise thee. This gate of the Lord unto which the righteous will enter. Two cries here for righteousness on that way also means the right ways of God. And for the gate, in other words, for God to open doors for us that are right. Can you say amen? Go, well, come on, pray this. God, open doors that are right, Lord. Pray that first. May we enter the gate, the right doors that will bring glory and praise to your name in all that we do and say in our future. Give us the right doors, Lord, the effective doors. Come on, pray this. Pray the Psalms. Lord, give us the righteous doors and make us righteous too, Lord. Bring righteousness to us at this hour, I pray, that we'll be changed by the power of the living God. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, become my salvation. Believe that God hears you. Believe that God hears you. It's one of the things you must do. Let's pray that. Point 16. Lord, I believe that you hear us. I believe that you hear us. I believe that you hear us. And if we hear us, we have the petition that we desire of you. We pray, hear us, O God. Come on, cry. Hear us, O God. In Korea, they cry that 60, 70,000. Hear us, O God. Hallelujah. Make a strong noise. Hear us, O God. Thou hast heard us. You will hear us. Glory be to God forever and ever. You will hear us. Hallelujah. You become my deliverance. The stone which the builder refused to become the head of the corner. Verse 22. This point 70 in my notes. See Jesus victorious. Amen. They rejected him. They was coming to that point. But he said, you've made him the head of the corner. See Jesus triumphant. Can you say amen? I see you triumphant, Lord. Come on. I see you victorious. You become the head of the church. You're the chief cornerstone. And we build our lives upon Jesus. Hallelujah. We build our lives upon the living Christ. See Jesus. He's the head. Don't lose ever sight of Jesus. Glory be to God. See the Christ of God in every situation. You are the head of the church. You're the head of our lives. Amen. Amen. This is the Lord's doing. It was as he died upon the cross. It is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. He finally did it and triumphed and saw the great triumphant church and saw the travail of his soul and was satisfied. And one day in Isaiah 53, he's got to take us who are victorious with him and give us our rewards. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. We see Jesus, triumphant one, eternal one, glorious one. This is a different kind of meeting, but it's better for you than just preaching. Amen. Amen. This is the day which the Lord has made. I rejoice and be glad. You know what that says to me? Keep seeing God every day as God's day. Amen. Come on, let's see it. See every day as God's day. This is the day. This day, and tomorrow will be this day. Remember this morning, my message was, if you hear his voice today, God always speaks today. Hallelujah. It's always God's voice today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. This day is God's day in my life. This moment is God's moment in my life. Amen. And tomorrow is the day. As you get up tomorrow, say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I rejoice and be glad in it. It's Monday, back to work, but this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Come on, let's say it. This is your day, Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We see you every day. We see you in every day of our life. This week's going to be a week of victory. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord is, man. Cashing in my receipts. Amen. Amen. And then you've got verse 21. Save me, I beseech thee, O Lord. Just remember Hosanna. That was the scripture of Hosanna. Save me, I beseech thee, O Lord. I beseech thee, now it's in prosperity. You know, this is what Chuck Pierce meant. We should be praying for prosperity. Pray for prosperity and blessing. Let's pray for that. Father, I want this year still to bring out prosperity and blessing. Come on. He says, send prosperity. Send prosperity. I want you. Now, before you get too excited about that, let me give you another scripture about that. Psalm 35 says, in verse 37, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. In other words, you walk into God's righteous purpose. Yea, let them say continually, the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Amen. Confess that continually. Lord, let's pray that now. Lord, send prosperity. You have pleasure, have we, in your cause, which we are, in the prosperity of your servants. We believe in it. Send prosperity, not for our sakes, but send blessings, Lord. Let your people be blessed of God on the right and on the hand, left hand. Let them be mightily blessed of God, I pray. Send prosperity, Jesus. Send your blessings over our lives, O God. Come on, cry for the Lord. Give us your blessings. Lord, Chuck Pierce said we should ask in these next few weeks for your prosperity. I pray for it. That the burden will be lifted for many people, that they'll see your hand upon them. Send prosperity this week and next week. Let us see the unseen hand of God in circumstances, in the mighty name of the Son of the living God. Send your prosperity, Lord, and bless your people, I pray. Come on, keep crying out. Pray that more, not just tonight. Then it says, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We will bless you out of the house of the Lord. To me, this means, number 20, keep your eyes on the return of Christ, because that's what we're going to say when he comes. Don't lose the sense of his return. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We're waiting for your coming, Lord. Amen. Could come any day, but before your day, may we occupy. May we do your work. May we do all that we can to fulfill your purpose on this earth. May we get busy for the King. Can you say amen to that? Busy for the King of kings and Lord of our lords, and be vessels unto honor. Lord, blessed be he. What a wonderful day it's going to be when we'll cry, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And we'll rejoice in that day when the clouds burst asunder. Hallelujah. And as he went, he's coming back with 10,000 of his angels. And we're going to come back with him finally. But we're going to go up first. Amen. Hallelujah. And be with him. So keep your eyes on the return of Christ. Amen. Verse 27 says, but the Lord is which hath shown us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even to the horns of the altar. Keep living a sacrificial life. Keep dying to self. That must never stop, no matter what blessings come, no matter what God does for you. I try to die daily. I remember I've taught you this already. I try to die constantly to everything that is not of God in my life. And there has to be a level of sacrifice always with God's people. That should never stop in your life. There should always be a level where you are conscious of living sacrificially unto the Lord. Even if you have much, it doesn't change. The spirit of sacrifice must be on you. Let's pray that now, shall we? Father, we die daily. We die to everything. We put that our life upon the altar. As they would do that, we would sacrifice ourselves before the throne of God Almighty. Lord, help us to live a sacrificial life, not just to live in the ease of the world, but live sacrificially under the King of kings and Lord of lords. We give you praise and worship and adoration, Lord. We thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us to die daily. Help us to die to ourselves, we pray, in Jesus' name. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. I will exalt thee. We have a song about that. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. The next verse. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. The psalm begins with thanksgiving. It ends with thanksgiving. Keep up life of praise. Let's sing it again as we come to the end of this. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Give me a key, brother. Thou art my God, and I have sanctuary. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. And I want to do something tonight. Firstly, this is one of the most powerful psalms in the Bible. Imagine Jesus praying that. Indeed, I'm just reading a book on heaven, and the man that went there had the privilege of looking into some of the great books of heaven. And he said that what he saw was in the early days that the Father would come to Jesus in dreams and even other ways and tell him who he was, tell him his mission on this earth as he was growing up, tell him what is. Remember what he said, I must be about my Father. How did all that come to him? Must have come by revelation somehow. He understood who he was, the Son of God, that he would do the purpose of God upon this earth, fulfill the destiny that God has for him. And I believe that with all my heart, that God had a purpose for his life. But I believe God's got a purpose for us too. We must bind the sacrifice upon the altar. Remember what he also said, Chuck Pierce, we should be praying for the blessing of God the next 3 decades, I think he said that. We should be praying for God's blessing over our families, over our children. Can you say amen? And we're going to do that tonight for a few minutes at the altar. Those who want to come, we're going to bind the sacrifice. We're going to come ready to serve God no matter what it costs us, what price we have to pay. We will sacrifice for Jesus, because sometimes it is a sacrifice just to live for him. I don't mean this moanfully, but I'm saying there's a sacrifice in the midst of this. And we have to sometimes do that unto the Lord. And if we're going to do that, we're going to sing it again. Those who want to come, present themselves to the Lord. We're going to pray together unto the Lord and give ourselves afresh to God tonight. Please come. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Now remember, you're standing before the Lord, not man. You're standing to give yourself to God and say, Lord, I want to pray this prayer. I want your prosperity over my life. I want your blessing over my family. Now, if you don't know Jesus, you can come and give your heart to Jesus tonight. This is a day when God wants to work through our lives powerfully. I want you to be a vessel unto honor, that God can use you for his glory, for his praise. Let's cry to God, shall we, right now. We give ourselves to you, Lord. We stand in your presence deliberately, believing for your plan and purpose for every one of us. God, use me, no matter what sacrifice it means. Make us vessels unto honor, Lord. We bind the sacrifice upon the altar. We give ourselves afresh to the living God. Oh, take our lives. Cry to God. Take our lives, Lord, and use us, I pray. Take us at this hour. May worship ascend. That victory from the throne will come down into our hearts. I pray in the name of Jesus. God, hear us. Come on. Hear us, O God. You have heard us. We humble ourselves before you tonight. We bind the sacrifice upon the altar to be the vessels of God unto honor, sanctified and ready. Cleanse us. Open the gates of righteousness, Lord, that we can enter therein, I pray. In the name of Jesus, send prosperity, Lord. Send blessings, I pray, that we can fulfill your purpose in these last days, not for ourselves, but for you. Send prosperity, Lord. Send your blessings, as he said. Expect God to do it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we cry to you. We'll be in your arm, Lord, in healing and deliverance. We'll be in your arm in victory, I pray. Spirit of God is calling us. Listen to his voice, what he's saying to you. Listen to his voice and become a vessel unto God in these last days. Shanduri malanga sukura marabai. Reach the hours late. God is speaking to our hearts. We give ourselves to you, Jesus. We give ourselves to you, Jesus, tonight. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Come and lead us in prayer, Beth, will you? Beth, lead us in prayer. Take the microphone. In the name of Jesus. Lance, can you give her the microphone? In the name of Jesus. Let's cry to God. Let's cry to God. Let's cry to God.
Oh, Father. Oh, we give thanks unto you, Lord. We give thanks unto you, Father. God of all mercy and grace. Oh, Lord, you're so wonderful. Your arm is made bare. Your arm, your right hand is so great, Lord. We thank you, Father. You are a mighty God. Oh, Lord, as we come together as a body of your people, your church, the bone of your bone and the flesh of your flesh together, oh God. And we cry unto you tonight for a shift in the heavenlies. We cry unto you, Lord, for a shift in the situations of this nation. And of the nations of the earth, Lord. And we proclaim that you are God, and there is no other God but our God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name tonight. Oh, we praise you, Lord. There is a sound of rejoicing tonight because we know our God, and we shall do exploits. Hallelujah, we shall, in the name of the Lord, do exploits in you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord, we rejoice in you, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
This is God's day, church. Let's believe it for Australia. I haven't come back without reason. I haven't started this church without reason. I believe God wants to do things in Australia. May God raise up an army of prayer warriors that will pray and seek the face of God, that will not let go until he blesses us. We fast and try to pray Thursday and Friday in our church. Some of you pray and fast on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Pray for an hour a day for God to move at least. And then also pray, especially Thursday or Friday. Give yourself to some time with lack of food. And believe God for God to break through. Can you say amen? We're going to see God this week mightily do things to the glory of his name. Amen. Can you say amen? Lord Jesus, thank you that you're speaking to our hearts. Thank you for Chuck Pierce. Thank what you're doing in every one of us. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Kamamobobushandarabara. Forever. Brother, I don't know you well, but I know you're a man. Come and lead us in prayer, will you? I know you're a man of God. Let's pray for God to move over this nation. Ninga shtungala munderabara.
Sungalinda bundaramaha. Father, we thank you that you are the King. You are Lord over all. Yes. And Father, we just implore you as the Lord over all to be over this nation, Father
yes,
God. Move by your mighty power and your mighty hand over all of the peoples. particularly over those that you have called by your name.
Yes.
And Father, that you would move over them, that they would turn from their wicked ways.
Yes.
That you would come and heal this land.
Yes.
Father, that you will move mightily in the Christians, Lord, across this nation.
Yes.
Lord, that you would build them up into
Lord.
A mighty army. The army
Lord.
That you would have over this nation.
Yes,
and would break through those areas, Lord. That you will break through into every area that needs to be broken into. And Father, we thank you that the powers of darkness will be wrought to zero. Absolutely wrought to zero.
Amen.
Across this nation. You will touch those ones, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Touch those ones.
Yes.
Touch us all here tonight. As we start this circle with a little tick up to the top.
Yes.
Father, that would literally touch each one of our lives.
We would go out into your purpose.
Lord, we thank you for that. We praise you. Lord, we worship you.
Yes.
For you are the mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty creator. You are continuously creating, even as we speak. Continuously creating. The grass is still growing. Father, we are still growing. And Father, we thank you. We give you the praise. We honor you. And we glorify you. Glorify you, Father, for all that you have done and that all that you're going to do. And Father, we thank you for it.
In
Jesus' mighty name.
In the name of Jesus.
Mighty name.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Do you want to pray just for the move of God over this nation in the name of Jesus? Learn to pray that psalm when you go home, not just tonight. Pray it this week. Pray it for a few days. Go back to it and pray it over and over again. Go on.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit tonight, Father.
Yes.
Lord, for your divine revelation, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Lord, for moving in our hearts, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Lord, for reminding it, Lord, of us of what we should be claiming for, Father.
Yes.
Lord, and who we should be claiming from, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And what you've done for us already, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We give you praise, Father. We come, Lord, tonight, Father, this week, Father, with great expectation, Father, of your movement, Father, in our lives, Father, in our families, in our generational things.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you, Father, for my family, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the future family. Father.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for
them.
The grandchildren, Father.
Yes, we bless
for all our grandchildren, Lord.
Amen.
For every single grandchildren, Lord.
We bless them, Father.
Lord, bless them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless them.
And the ones that are yet to come, Father,
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give you all the praise, all the glory, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Now, Father, as we close this meeting, would you raise a prayer in this nation? Forgive us that we didn't pray that time when I thought we could raise tens of thousands of people that would start praying for Australia. Lord, would you give us that burden? Do what you want to do through us, Lord. But may there come a movement of prayer across this nation, in every church, that you will spare Australia and give us a great and mighty move to the glory and praise of your name. Help us, Lord. We don't want to miss it, Lord. We don't want to go around this circle anymore. We want to go into God's purpose in our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us the privilege in 205 to see a mighty move of God, a mighty visitation of God in the name of Jesus. Now, as we go back, if anybody needs prayer tonight, I'm happy to pray with them before we go. We prayed much this morning. We've prepared ourselves. Come for prayer if you want prayer. Does anybody want prayer? God. Where's them? Just a minute, folks. Just a minute. You can sit down, but
I was up the back there, and I was just as Pastor was leading you in prayer, and I hadn't said it to anyone all week, but last week I woke up with a real burden on my heart of prayer and intercession, and our Lord spoke this to me, and sister, I don't mind, you don't mind, but our Lord brought Sister Beth to my heart, and he said to me, he said, I want you to pray and intercede for her and cover her in prayer. And I said, Lord, what's going on? And he said, I hear her prayers for this nation. Her prayers for this nation has come up before me. And as she prays and intercedes, and as she speaks to me about this nation, I'm hearkening to the words she prays, and I want you to stand as a prayer covering over her and cover her. And so I just, as I was up there, I really felt the Lord saying to me that he's birthing something in this fellowship, yes, and over yes. pastor's life and over this ministry, that he's really birthing it in prayer, and it's in a birthing process. And as in prayer and intercession, when you begin to intercede and pray, it has to be set in the spiritual realm.
Yeah.
And it's foundational. And it's not easy work. And it seems like tough going. And so you need to do that. And it's just interesting, if you don't mind, Pastor, it's just interesting that I just want to share this about prayer. About, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we were in church here, and Pastor mentioned that there was someone was going to Borneo. And do you know, God is just so glorious the way he moves. About 6 months ago it was, all of a sudden, our Lord just presenced himself over my life, and he said, I want you to intercede for the nation of Borneo. Well, I still don't know where Borneo is. But I just stood in intercession for Borneo. And it kept going on for days, and I said, Lord, what are you doing with me here? I don't understand any of this. It lasted for about 2 weeks, and then it just left me. When Pastor spoke to those people about it, I really felt moved in my heart to go and pray for them after the service. And since that day...
Oh, yes, that person that was there.
Yes, yes. And our Lord, ever since, he has been really giving me intercession for that couple. I don't know their names, I don't know where they are, but I know they're in Borneo. And I just, Pastor, would you mind if I just pray for Australia?
Yes, of course.
Because I really just feel in my heart that God is birthing something, and it's in this fellowship. It's in over this ministry. And that God is doing something very special. And what we need to do is to be obedient to the sovereign movings of the Holy Spirit. And what Pastor is leading here tonight is a sovereign moving of the Holy Spirit. And as we begin to be obedient and submitted. I was going to go home with my son, but the Spirit of the Lord just said, Tony, I want you to move forward, and I just want to speak. So I'm just going to ask the Lord in prayer. Oh, Jesus, we just come to you now, Holy Spirit. Usamata yala dresa bashabada kuhista basala dresa bakuye. Usamaha yala kuyela dresa bashabada kuye. Usamata yala dresa bashabada kuyela dresa bakuye. Ishamata yala kuyela dresa bashabada kuhista. Usabata here. Oh, Father, we just come to you now in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, we come, Lord dear God, through the blood that you shed on Calvary for us,
yes,
in righteousness and holiness of God.
Yes, Lord.
In your word in Hebrews you say, come boldly before the throne of grace. Lord, we come boldly tonight. And Father, I just come before you now, and I believe in my heart, Lord God, that you are the author of this. And now, Lord, I'm asking for anointing from heaven, Lord, just to fall upon Pastor, to fall upon Beth. Lord, that fall upon this congregation, O God. A sovereign moving of the Holy Spirit, Almighty God. A sovereign moving, a birthing in the spiritual realm tonight. Oh, Lord, I just pray for an open heaven over this ministry, an open heaven over this city, an open heaven over this state, an open heaven over this nation, O God. And Father, I just ask, O God, that, Lord, you quicken your people in the Holy Ghost. quicken them to what you want to do and say in this hour. I pray a protection over this fellowship. I plead the blood of Jesus over this fellowship.
Yes.
I pray divine protection. I ask Almighty God that you dispatch angels this night. That God, dear God, that stand protection over this fellowship, over this work of the Holy Ghost that you are beginning this night. I believe, oh God, that you are establishing it this night. Yes. You are birthing it this night. Yes. And Father, we believe and trust in you. Yes. That, Lord, you will bring to completion that work which you are beginning in our hearts tonight. And we bless you for it. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
See his glory. See his glory. See his glory. Come down. Go from this place. May we bind that sacrifice upon the altar. May we live for you all the days of our life with joy, with rejoicing, with faith, with anticipation of a God's movement. May we never lose our direction in this church, I pray, to the glory of God. Bless your people tonight. And all the people said, amen. Good night. God bless you.
Thank you again for tuning in today's powerful message from Dr. Reginald Klimanok. We hope this has touched your heart and inspired your spirit. Stay connected with Logan City Christian Church for more uplifting sermons and spiritual guidance. Follow us on social media to join our community and stay updated on all our latest happenings. Remember, together we grow in faith and love. Until next time, may God's blessing be with you always.